WRCL Mobile.
4NXY.
WRCL. K4BWA. He's back.
K4NXY.
Anybody talk to you? W2T.
KO4RCL was going in to pick up a radio, and then, as soon as he got back out, he threw out his call sign, and now I don't hear him. You're both doing something. I was going to pick him up when he got done, and I got done. I guess he came in there, and we lost him.
RCL, I'm back now.
He's back. What's happening, big guy?
Got in the car and got ready to pull out, and he waited for me to come back, so I cut the car off there. I guess I turned the key back too far and turned the radio completely off. Anybody know where I can get a programming cable for a Motorola XPR3500?
Systems. Go look at RT Systems. What band is the thing on?
Pulled the specs up online. It looks like it's 136 through 174.
Good little 2-meter radio. Look at RT Systems. Google up RT Systems, and they have cables, programming software, and a whole nine yards for just about anything you can think of.
Pretty good then, because I believe this is going to be in the Moto Turbo series, so I don't know if it'll do digital across everything, or if it's only for the Moto Turbo systems.
Not me. I really don't do Motorola at all, so I don't know anything about their stuff. That's a good question.
I usually wouldn't be doing Motorola, but for the price on this one of just come get it, I'm not going to complain. Normally, I can't afford them.
Generally, does like their stuff.
All right. Well, I am about to pull into the house here. A short little trip home. But you said that was RTS Systems on Google?
Not just RT Systems.
Copy that, RT Systems. I'll have to check them out when I get in the house and see what I can come up with on a programming cable and see if the battery charges. And if so, I guess this will be a pretty good little handheld here.
Now, oh, it's a handheld. Okay. Well, that's not bad. How many watt is it?
Quick specs, and it says it's a variable output depending on needs. If I'm remembering right, I think they're only about 5 watts.
Oh, around here, you know, line of sight's not too bad around here. I've got a little cheap Baofeng that I gave $39 for. I'm not even sure it was $39. I think it was like $30 for, because I think I bought 2 of them for $68. And they work great up to the repeater. And, you know, as long as that thing's got a good battery on it, it's recharged, and it'll take a charge, you may just have yourself a fine little radio.
With a little Baofeng, that's actually what I keep in the big truck with me, because I don't have a mobile to put in it that I can take in and out, since I don't drive that often. But I am destinated here at the house. So, Steve, it was a pleasure talking with you. Appreciate the info on the RT system. And I'm going to say 73s, and I'll be clear after your phone.
Good afternoon. And I'm KN4BWA, saying 73s. Rusty, are you still around there? WU2T.
I'm going through QSL cards, so yeah, I'm still here. And I'll just listen to you guys talk. And also, what you been up to lately? Say what? I knew that. I just wondered what kind.
Where I can keep legal and on the edge of illegal. What you been singing any lately?
I didn't go to church last Sunday. I was supposed to sing at church last Sunday, but I didn't get there for the simple fact that I was I had gotten my first COVID shot last Thursday. And thought of the conclusion after talking to my doctor on Friday morning that I probably should have waited another 30 days to get the shot, considering the fact that I had had COVID.
Did it put you down for the weekend or overnight?
Gave me a lot of the effects. I was sitting here in the radio room on in front of the HF rig Thursday night, working through a net, and about 10:30, I got headache, chills, fever, aches in my muscles, aches in my joints. Stomach was yuck. So, you know, about all the things that you get when you get when you have COVID and all. And I got something. Started taking something for it Friday, some ibuprofen, which is what the doctor told me to take. And by Saturday or Sunday, I was actually feeling, all except for a little bit of the headache and the fever, had gone away. And by Monday, that had gone too. So, yeah, basically, I lost Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, and part of Monday to get rid of stuff. So. And just basically sitting here trying to, like I said, I've been going through sorting QSL cards today, and that's a healthy task. I've got bunches and bunches of them here to sort.
The effects that you encountered, from what I've been reading, don't really have anything to do with whether you have had COVID or not. That is just the shot. Some people react, some people don't. And my wife reacted, and it sounds like you reacted just about the same way she did. And the second shot was just a little bit worse on her. But to keep the thing in its timing, in its progression right, you need to go ahead and get that second booster within about that, what do they call it, within the 2 to 4? If you do that, then you're pretty much good for about 6 months to a year.
Oh, I'll get the second shot the 25th of this month. They had me 30 days between them, the way this is set up. So, anyway, I'm scheduled for that on the 25th, and I'll go in and get the second shot. I'm not going to pass them. But the doctor says those of us that have had COVID, usually we won't get as much of a reaction to the first shot. He says a lot of my reaction, because they had me in there and checked me over, and he said a lot of my reaction was to the shot. But he said I'd have probably been better off if I had waited another 30 days before I took it, because I had a pretty healthy case of the virus, even though it only, and it kept me out of circulation for 14 days, you know.
Well, if it follows suit, you might as well just go ahead and plan on 3 or 4 days, being down 3 or 4 more days with it, because for those that react, it's pretty tough. For those that don't react, hey, you know Tom, don't you? He didn't react at all.
Oh, I know. I talked to him about it, and all. But there are some others. I know some other people that reacted the first time to the first shot, had no reaction at all to the second one. And the doctor says that's probably going to be my case. It's going to be a shot. It'll be a little sore around it for a day or two, and I'll be on my way. And so, anyway, but we'll see what happens. You know how that goes.
See what? I hope that's the case, bud. I hope the second one doesn't bother you one little bit. So, in the meantime, my son's coming up this weekend, and he's bringing his RC plane. He's never flown before, and I'm between me and W4DJW, we're going to try to get him in the air. So, it's going to be a fun weekend.
I'll cooperate with you.
But it is absolutely supposed to be beautiful tomorrow, just about like today.
You're too warmer tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, but I tell you what, my truck says it's 63 right now. If it's 64, 65 degrees tomorrow, I may be out there doing a little sweat.
Well, it depends upon how much the wind blows you around out there, so... Yeah, I can understand that, y'all have a good one, let me get back over here and put these cards back in the file box and pull out another stack of them and start sorting those. You know, all those good things you got to do when you're trying to find one particular card. I need one YL card, when I find it, I know I've got it. It's just got to be misfiled under one of the other call areas. So I've gone through the first call area, which is where the card is supposed to be, and it wasn't there. So that's all right, because I'll probably find some of the other call areas where I've got a separate that belong in the first call area, because I found four in this one that had stuck to the back of another card. So it is what it is, and it keeps me out of trouble and keeps me off the street, you know?
All right, well, listen, behave yourself, 73s. W2T, I'll talk to you again soon, 73s. KN4VWA, clear after you find.
Okay, Steve, we'll take it easy and have fun tomorrow, we'll catch you later. Okay, where are y'all going to, before you go, where are you going to go flying?
Up off of Roddy Road, up to Campabella.
Get up there with a camera tomorrow and take a few pictures of y'all flying.
Don't you dare, I'll auger in for sure.
If I show up, you won't even know I'm there, my friend.
Well, there you go. Email me some copies. KN4VWA, clear.
All right, we'll catch you later. W2T, clear.